headlines. IBA describes 2025 as progressive and Mambwe District launches a safe schools program. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has described 2025 as a year of significant progress for Zambia's broadcasting sector following the enactment of the new IBA Act and expanded access to radio services across the country. IBA Board Chairperson Chukwuma Jula says the enactment of the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act No. 25 of 2025 marked a major milestone aimed at modernizing regulations, promoting innovation, and attracting investments in the sector. Speaking during the end-of-year press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Jula explained that the new law will enhance transparency and efficiency while improving the quality of broadcast content in line with Zambia's evolving digital landscape. The Department of Education in Mambwe District of the Eastern Province has rolled out the Safe Schools Program. The program that is aimed at addressing vices that negatively affect learners is being piloted at Kasamanda and Chipako Day Secondary Schools before rolling out to all schools in the district. Mambwe District Education Board Secretary Rogers Champemba told Zanis that the program was aimed at providing a conducive learning and teaching environment. He said the program will also foster equal access to quality education for all. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The former US President Bill Clinton has urged Americans to stand up and speak out after the second killing of a citizen by federal immigration agents in Minneapolis. In a rare political intervention, Mr. Clinton said peaceful protesters were being arrested, beaten, tear-gassed, and killed. President Trump has signaled he might eventually withdraw the immigration officials, though he said they were doing a phenomenal job. Thousands have been protesting in Minneapolis. Israel says it will reopen Gaza's key crossing point with Egypt only after an operation to retrieve the body of the last remaining Israeli hostage is complete. Israel's military has begun a new search for the remains of policeman Ran Gavili.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 68 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 26 kwacha 64 ngwe. The euro, 23 kwacha 11 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 21 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. Please take note they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Manchester United have taken a step towards getting the club back to where it was in their glory days, says a former captain and record goal scorer Wayne Rooney. On Sunday, United followed up their Manchester Derby triumph over rivals City with a thrilling 3-2 victory at Premier League leaders Arsenal to make it 2 wins out of 2 since Michael Carrick's appointment as interim head coach on 13th January. The result means United sit fourth in the table and well placed in the chase for a Champions League place next term. However, it is the manner of both performances and the way in which the club has operated behind the scenes since Carrick took the helm that has instilled hope United are heading in the right direction again. Lusaka has times of sun and clouds with a thunderstorm. Temperature peaking at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight we see a thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. IBA describes 2025 as progressive and Mambwe District launches Safe Schools Program. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
In 6 different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is...
All right.
Turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.
And I never thought that
Got me right in.